We're going to go early. I believe he's about 3 minutes early today.
What?
There he is. What? Yep, I can hear him in the background. It is the one and only Joe Hurd.
Joe Hurd.
Yep. His biweekly visit. Good morning, Mr. Hurd.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Spectacular.
All right. Okay. Wow, so what a Monday.
Yeah, it's a great Monday.
Yeah. Monday's the best day of the week. Didn't they tell you that?
Thank God it's Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
So, well, welcome back, Joe. And now that we're heading into the end of the month of March, are things ramping up as far as outdoor activities are concerned? I'm trying to get your business page here from last week. So, tell us what's on the horizon.
Well,
go ahead, Dave. I think you got it.
Well, actually, I was going to talk about, you had your initial meeting about the Danube cruise. And
yeah.
There's still a way to follow up on that. Ketro Kurtz Travel is the place that's making all the arrangements, and you can call them, right?
Absolutely.
814-69...
It's one of those times where if you want an answer, you can call me. If you want the right answer, call Ketro Kurtz Travel.
There you go.
Yeah, and make sure you talk to Karen.
Yeah, Karen will straighten everything out for you, and she'll tell you how wrong I was. So just go to her first and get the real story.
Phone number to call is 814-695-1100, and that'll get you information about that trip, which is next year, 2025. April 29th through May 10th. It's one of those, if you've ever seen the commercials on TV for the beautiful river cruises, the Danube, there's so much amazing scenery along the Danube. And let's see, you stop in Prague, Regensburg, Wilhelmshaven, Passau, Linz, Weißenkirchen, Vienna, Bratislava, and Budapest.
Yeah. All of those.
So there.
Well, that's where Lisa Douglas is from.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Lisa Douglas is from Budapest.
Okay.
All right. You're showing your age there, Rich.
I know, Joe.
Still one of my favorite shows.
Mine too, brother. Mine too.
If I go through the stations and I see that, I automatically stop and watch it as long as it's on because it's...
Yep.
It's just so ridiculously funny that,
even to this day and
classic.
In this day and age, it's still funny.
It
classic
really is.
American TV. That is what that is. Hey, by the way, I was looking, you have that new logo and,
yeah.
It's got the Christmas tree on it, which immediately made me think of Stanford. And,
yeah.
And just to throw this in, I know it doesn't have anything to do with the chamber, but I think you might get a kick out of this. I was watching the women's game last night, which went to overtime with Stanford, and there was a Stanford fan in the stands, and her shirt said, Stanford, trees. They're not the Stanford Cardinal anymore. She has a sweatshirt that says Stanford trees, which always got me. It's like, okay, they call themselves the Cardinal, and they have a Christmas tree on their court. And they used to have, I don't know if they kept that mascot, but they used to have a Christmas tree mascot, too.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I've seen that.
If they did retire that costume, you could get that for the chamber then.
Yeah. You know what? Hopefully they are going to retire it soon.
Yeah. There you go.
Or we could have one made of our own.
Well... That's entirely up to you.
See, Joe, every time you come on this program, you come up with another inventive idea.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of creative guy that I am.
All right. Well,
I especially would like the opportunity during my last 5 months at the chamber to be walking around the area as a tree. So.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about your last 5 months? You trying to hint to us that something's in the water here?
No, no, no. I would never do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me. No.
You know what happens? You know what happens when you're a tree? Dogs get really friendly with you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You don't want that.
No, I don't think I want. I'm allergic to dog hair and cat hair and all kinds of animal hair. So.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, may want to consider having someone else in that costume then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and probably.
Don't wear your ugly sweater either.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm allergic to sweater hair as well.
Well, Joe, something that's coming up tomorrow should be exciting. The Young Entrepreneurs on March 26th says here they will get to strut their stuff, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, the 2024 edition. So tell us a little bit about that and what people can look forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night for 16 young people in our county who are going to be able to present the businesses that they've built over the past, well, it's been 22 weeks so far. They still have about 4 or 5 weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
But they will present their business ideas some great length, or at least 5 minutes each, to a group of 12 investors from the business community. And those investors will then evaluate how well that business is doing, what its potential is, and they will allocate a certain number of dollars to those businesses which they believe have the potential to actually continue and be great parts of our business community in the county. So that program is a terrific one. Where it's kind of people say, well, is that important? And we tell them there are only three ways, you know, to make our business community more vibrant. And one is to get businesses to move in to our area, and that's kind of been a difficult thing for us to accomplish because our workforce is not back to where it should be, and mm-hmm. so a business that may look here may look in another direction because of not seeing the number of potential employees that they would like. Another way is to take the existing businesses that are here and hope that they grow and expand and can hire more people. But the third way, and maybe at this point becoming equally important, is to get people locally to start their own businesses. And these young people have an opportunity to do that, and this program, which is a national program, gives them, over that 25-week period, an opportunity to build a business. They write a business plan, they come out of it with a logo and with a website and with an EIN number and everything that you need. And we've got a number of people. This is the eighth class of that program. And through the first 7 years, we have a number of people, even from the very first year, who have maintained their businesses and in a couple cases really have grown them. So great thing.
That's good to hear because we always hear about, you know, young people leaving the area. And this is a program that's definitely going to keep some young entrepreneurs in the area for sure.
That's right. Yeah, so
all right. You know, and the fact that they can grow their own businesses, and many of us, you know, many of us that have not worked for ourselves over the years or had a family business, you know, working for yourself is quite rewarding, but it's also quite challenging because you're in charge of everything. You have to do everything, and it's not like you can just shut the doors after 8 hours every day. So running your own business, when you work for yourself, you don't have anybody else to answer to. That's one thing. But when everything comes to you, that's another.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the risk involved with running your own business and starting your own business is pretty extensive. But if you can do it, and if you're a risk taker, we're looking for you. So mm-hmm. so the public is invited to that. It starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the DeVore's Downtown Center in the theater. People can come down and see what these presentations look like, and it's a great night. So we're really looking forward to it.
You know, one of the things too about being a successful business operator is being able to communicate, and the Chamber has something coming up. It's a Toastmasters workshop that is coming up. It's on every Tuesday beginning April 9th and continuing through the 30th at the DeBoer Center for Business Development. $50 for Chamber members, $75 for non-members, and it's from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. every Tuesday. I would highly recommend that to people that are maybe just getting started in business. One of the things you need to be able to do is communicate your message about your product, your employees, and your business to many different people. And Toastmasters is definitely an organization that can help you.
Yeah, it can. And to partner with them has been, this is the second time that we have done it. And the first time, and there were only, I think we limited it to 8 to 10 people, so that everybody gets the amount of time and attention that they need. But, yeah, communication, as you know, with all the devices that we have that literally avoid the type of communication of person to person and people actually talking to one another face to face. Our ability to do that is really diminished.
You're right, Joe. And you know what? To me, old school. I can't speak for you or Dave, but to me, you have to be able to talk with people face to face. You have to get into a room one on one with somebody. Texting and emailing just doesn't do it, because that to me is a waste of time. The art of conversation, not just conversation, but communication, like you said, you know, we're in the communication business here, and sometimes we have a lapse of communication in this building sometimes. And you have to be able to do a lot of things face to face, because you can't run a business from a phone and a cubicle. You just can't.
No, you're absolutely right. And so this program really gives people an opportunity to stand up in front of other people, to fine-tune the communication skills, and really it's such an important part of being a business person, being a person in general. I think that will fill up pretty quickly.
Good deal. And if I may say one last thing, and then I'll cease. The fact that this is your 8th class in this academy says a lot about the chamber and the support that they get. So hats off. I mean, eight classes now, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is. And the business community has really played a big part in not only underwriting the cost associated with it, but also each one of the young people that are a part of the program gets an individual mentor from the business community that helps them walk through the different processes of becoming a business. And so if the business community isn't willing to step up, none of these things work. And we're so fortunate that we have people who really understand what that's all about.
All right, Joe. Well, we always appreciate our time with you. We always learn a little bit along the way. And when you wake up in the morning and you can learn something during the course of the day, it's a good day.
Yeah, I heard that.
your mother drilled that into your head, right?
Yeah, she did. She did with great authority, as it turns out.
Everybody, yeah. Would that happen to involve a wooden spoon by any chance?
Yeah. Is that a spoon?
The ruler, the yardstick, anything,
that's
right?
Right. Whatever it was, it made an impression.
And yeah, I'm sure it did.
Literally.
Yep.
Literally.
Yep. So, Joe, again, we appreciate the time. And the next time we talk to you, it will be April 8th, so we'll be hopefully a lot into springtime warmer weather. That'll be the day before the Curve home opener, so maybe we can throw a little bit of business talking about the Curve on April 8th. Their first home game is April 9th.
Yep, terrific.
All right.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Hey, have a good week, guys.
Okay, Joe. Take care.